WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Iowa's final game played out just kind of like the season as the Hawkeyes faded late and lost to Tennessee. It was a 78-65 overtime loss in the first round of the NCAA tournament last night as the Hawks bowed out early. Adam Woodbury had a career-high 16 points, but he was the only starter who was a factor as Roy Devon Marble, Aaron White, Mike Gasell, and Melson Basabi combined to shoot 4 of 26.
I mean, our execution was good all night. We only had 6 turnovers. 3 of them were offensive fouls. So, you know, we gave ourselves a chance. But in the second half, they got us on the glass, which is always your concern when you play this team in particular with how they rebound the ball.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Despite having a huge advantage in terms of depth, the Hawkeyes were worn down by a Tennessee team that trailed by as many as 12 points in the opening half.
They're a hard team to guard, especially when they start making jumpers. Because now they got you spread out a little bit more. McRae's a handful, but he's not the only one. And, of course, in the post, they're as physical and strong a team as we've played. And that says a lot when you think about the league we play in.
Well, McCaffrey also was pleased with Adam Woodbury's performance.
To see him do it offensively tonight with that level of comfortability and his ability to finish and his ability to create angles and recognize when he didn't have angles and get rid of it. And to offensive rebound the way he did and post-defend the way he did. I mean, here's a guy that I think we all recognize had a chance to be special when he came to Iowa, and we're seeing that now.
Well, Woodbury finished 8 of 11 from the field. He also had 8 rebounds.
They got a great big man combo, tandem down there, and I was fortunate enough to get some shots to go early and just kind of stayed through it the whole game. My teammates really looked for me. I was very fortunate in that sense, and I was able to put in the hole a couple times.
Well, Woodbury said that Tennessee played well down the stretch.
I don't think we ran out of gas. I think, me some key mistakes down the stretch that hurt us, and they put the ball in the hoop. I mean, I felt we played hard throughout the whole game. Started out really good, and rebounding on both ends. And, I mean, they're a good team, very good talented team, and we just came up short tonight. I feel terrible for the seniors. We couldn't get them a win, but we'll be ready next year.
Only one other Hawkeye was able to finish in double figures last night, and that was freshman guard Peter Jock.
Devin sick all week, so my mindset was just come in and try to help out on offense, and I felt comfortable in the beginning, so I just kept shooting.
Well, the Hawkeyes finished their season 20-13, and in 9 of those losses, they led at halftime of those contests as they bow out of the tourney. Cal Poly played their way into the second round last night of the tourney as they're the most surprising participant in the NCAA field. The 14-19 Mustang shot 54% and beat Texas Southern 81-69 after making an unlikely 3-game run to the Big West Conference tournament title. Chris Eversley had 18 for Cal Poly as they now move on to play undefeated Wichita State and the top seed of the Midwest in a second-round game on Friday. Plenty of second-round games set for today. All those teams that, I guess, get byes in the first round move on and play today. In games at Buffalo today in the early session, Ohio State will face Dayton. That game tips at 11:15 this morning. That'll be followed by Syracuse versus Western Michigan. Then tonight at Buffalo, Connecticut plays St. Joseph's and Villanova faces Milwaukee. In Milwaukee today, Wisconsin will play American University. That's an 11:40 Central Time tip today. That'll be followed by Oregon versus BYU. Then the night session at Milwaukee has Michigan facing Wofford and Texas playing Arizona State. At Orlando today, Colorado faces Pittsburgh in the opening game of the session. That's at 12:40 Central Time this afternoon. That'll be followed by Florida facing Albany. And at 6:20 tonight in the evening session at Orlando, St. Louis will play North Carolina State while Louisville will face Manhattan. Out in Spokane, Washington today, Cincinnati faces Harvard at 1:10 Central Time today. That'll be the first game of the afternoon session. That'll be followed by Michigan State facing Delaware. Then the evening session out in Spokane has Oklahoma facing North Dakota State. That'll be followed by San Diego State versus New Mexico State. Now, the NCAA isn't the only game in town. 3 other tournaments going on right now. Men's college hoops had first-round matchups last night. In the NIT, Illinois beat Boston University 66-62. California beat Utah Valley 77-64. SMU over Cal Irvine 68-54. Southern Miss beat Toledo 66-59. It was Georgia over Vermont 63-56. Louisiana Tech beating Iona 89-88. LSU over San Francisco 71-63. In the CBI, FCI first-round action. It was Penn State beating Hampton 69-65. Old Dominion beat South Dakota State 72-65. Princeton beat Tulane 56-55. Fresno State over UTEP 61-56. Radford beat Oregon State 96-92. Illinois State a winner over Moorhead State 77-67. Texas A&M beat Wyoming 59-43. And in the CIT tournament in first-round play yesterday, Murray State beat Missouri State 66-63. Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne a winner over Akron 97-91. Texas A&M CC beat North Colorado 82-71. Ohio over Cleveland State 64-62. Towson beat South Carolina Upstate 63-60. Pacific over Grand Canyon 69-67. It was Yale beating Quinnipiac 69-68. And Nebraska Omaha winner 91-75 over North Dakota. Well, the Indianapolis Star has named Logan Sports' Whitney Jennings the 2014 Indiana Miss Basketball. The newspaper announced Wednesday the 5'5 point guard received the most votes cast for that award. Jennings led the state of Indiana in scoring this season to 32 points per game. She's a University of Iowa recruit who also averaged 8 rebounds, 7.4 assists, and 5 steals per contest. In the NBA last night, Chicago beat Philadelphia 102-94, Brooklyn over Charlotte 104-99, Boston topping Miami 101-96, New York beat Indiana 92-86. It was Toronto over New Orleans 107-100, Memphis beat Utah 96-86, Minnesota outlasting Dallas in overtime 123-122, Denver beat Detroit 118-109, Phoenix over Orlando 109-93, and San Antonio beat the LA Lakers 125-109. In the National Hockey League last night, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 5-3. Winnipeg, an overtime winner over Colorado 5-4. Chicago shut out St. Louis 4-0, and Vancouver beat Nashville 2-0. In NFL news, Tennessee is cutting ties with longtime kicker Rob Baronis, who spent his entire 9-year NFL career with the team. The 36-year-old is the second leading scorer in franchise history behind fellow kicker Al Del Greco. Baronis has made 85.7% of his career field goal attempts to rank fourth in NFL history in accuracy. He was successful on 25 of 29 field goal attempts last season. The Titans have come to terms on a multi-year contract with defensive tackle Antonio Johnson. The 29-year-old played in all 16 games last season, starting in 6 of them. He had 35 tackles and a career-best 3 sacks. Veteran tackle Eric Winston has been elected president of the NFL Players Association, succeeding Dominique Foxworth, who did not seek re-election. Winston has played for Houston, Kansas City, and Arizona since being a third-round draft pick in 2006 by the Texans. He's been an active union member since 2010 and was a leading spokesman for the players during the 2011 lockout. Former NFL Players Association President Troy Vincent is promoted to Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the league. Vincent's areas of responsibility will include officiating and on-field discipline. NFL owners likely will consider expanding the playoffs by 2 teams when they hold their spring meetings in Orlando next week, but a vote on the subject is uncertain. A groundswell for raising the number of playoff qualifiers to 7 in each conference figures to get plenty of support from the 32 owners. Such an expansion could occur as early as next season. In baseball news, right-hander Zach Lee, who is 1-0 in one start with a 5.79 earned run average in 2 games in spring training, will be the starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers Friday against Team Australia in the first exhibition baseball game at the revamped Sydney Cricket Ground. The Diamondbacks and the Dodgers will open up the Major League Baseball regular season with games on Saturday and Sunday. Elsewhere around the league, Atlanta pitcher Chris Medlin has undergone elbow ligament replacement surgery for the 2nd time. The Braves say that Dr. James Andrews reconstructed the ulnar collateral ligament in Medlin's right elbow Tuesday. Medlin is expected to miss the entire season. He tore his right UCL and had the same surgery in August of 2010. The 28-year-old right-hander was 15-12 with a 3.11 ERA last season. Cincinnati Reds closer Aroldis Chapman was hit in the face by a line drive and taken off the field on a cart. Chapman was struck by Salvador Perez drive with 2 outs in the 6th inning of the Reds game against the Kansas City Royals on Wednesday night. The pitcher crumbled to the ground, face down, and flailing his legs. Medical personnel, including Royals Dr. Vincent Key, rushed the field. The game was called with Kansas City leading 6-3. and a plan to extend a tax break provided last year to the Iowa Speedway at Newton has moved forward in the Iowa House. The proposal received preliminary approval Wednesday from a House Ways and Means subcommittee. It will now be subject to committee-level review. The racetrack in Newton receives a state sales tax rebate under current law, but the rebate is limited to sales occurring before January 1st of 2016. That proposal seeks to extend the rebate by 10 years to sales occurring before January 1st of 2026. A racetrack officials say the tax break extension is needed not only to grow auto racing in Newton, but able to shine a spotlight on what Central Iowa has to offer. The Iowa Speedway, which opened in 2006, was bought by NASCAR last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.